President-elect Donald Trump says he has new information about Russia's efforts to influence the outcome of the U.S. presidential election, and he intends to share that information in the next couple of days. Late last week, President Obama responded to the Russian hacking with an order to expel 35 Russian diplomats, close two Russian compounds in the U.S., and sanction several government operations. Russian President Vladimir Putin countered by doing nothing. He didn't expel any American diplomats. In fact, he invited them and their families over to the Kremlin for New Year's celebrations. We're going to check in now with longtime Russian journalist Vladimir Posner. Mr. Posner usually talks to us from Moscow, but this morning he's interrupting his vacation in Argentina to join us. Mr. Posner, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year right back to you. I'm in Patagonia, surrounded by half a million penguins. I'm trying to interview them, but they don't talk to me. I don't know why.
Don't know a lot about U.S.-Russian relations probably either. So let's talk about the end of 2016 when it comes to the U.S.-Russian dynamic. It went out with a bang, not a whimper. How is all of this being perceived in Moscow?
Well, you know, the general feeling I get is that, first of all, the reaction to President Obama's sanctions was first one of almost disbelief, and then people started to laugh, and the comment was very sarcastic that, you know, here's a man who's on his way out, who is a loser, and now vindictively is trying to punish Russia for something that he says has been going on for 10 years, and if it had, why did he wait until now to act on it? Really, I would say, even those people, and there are some in Russia, believe me, who liked Obama, even among them, there's this feeling that, well, why did he do this? It really makes no sense whatsoever. And, of course, Mr. Putin, I think, played a very clever game in doing the tit-for-tat, which is something that's always been done over the years. One country expels diplomats, the other country follows suit. He comes out and says, we're not going to do this, clearly indicating that he hopes for better relations with the United States thanks to the election of Donald Trump as president. And maybe even thinks that Donald Trump, once he becomes president, will say, forget about these sanctions. We're going to negate them. So that's pretty much, I think, the general feeling.
So back to the hacking. U.S. intelligence agencies say they have concluded that Russia is responsible for this interference in the U.S. election. Russia, though, continues at every turn to deny any role in this. Have they been able to show any evidence that bolsters their claim?
I've heard this now. I'm different from Donald Trump. I'm no expert in internet things, and I can't say that I know this or I know that. But I have spoken with people who work for Mr. Kaspersky. I don't know if you're familiar with that name, but he runs an outfit which is one of the three top antivirus, anti-hacking agencies in the world. Mm-hmm. And I asked them, is it really possible, is it possible to identify where hacking is coming from? Can you actually pinpoint it? Have you got the real possibilities to do that? And the answer I got was that no, nobody does. What we can pinpoint is the language it's coming in from, say Russian or English or Chinese. And of course, anyone can use any language, but we cannot, as yet, we do not yet have the technical ability to really say, here's where it's coming from. So with that in mind, I don't think that the U.S. intelligence agencies can furnish that definite proof, and certainly the Russians cannot furnish mm-hmm. proof that they didn't do it.
Just very briefly, these two men, Trump and Putin, seem to be in a honeymoon. Can it last?
Frankly, I would hope it will, but I don't think so. First of all, it's not really a honeymoon because you can't have a honeymoon when you're on a distance from each other. You've got to be a bit closer to a honeymoon, I believe. They haven't yet met face-to-face. They haven't yet got a real feeling for each other, whether there's any chemistry involved there. That's very important, you know. When Gorbachev met with Reagan, they really took to each other, and that led to some of the great things that they did achieve.
Russian journalist Vladimir Posner. Mr. Posner mentioned Kaspersky in our conversation. We should note NPR runs Kaspersky antivirus programs on its computers, and Kaspersky is a corporate sponsor of NPR News. Thanks again, Mr. Posner.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Bye.